This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. With today's podcast, I'm going to launch a six-episode arc. In this episode, in the five that follow, I'll begin telling the American story, as I understand it. Now, these six podcasts are only the beginning of the story, not the whole story. With right around 4 minutes per episode, telling the American story, as I understand it, is going to take me a long time. So sit back, relax, and let's get this show on the road. To begin, I'm going to paint a short scene for you. Close your eyes and turn on your imagination. We're going to travel back in time to the early 1990s. Here we go. Two 40-something men climbed out of their vehicles and began making their way across the parking lot. The chilling late February air snapped at their faces. Pools of melted snow had refrozen overnight and created fresh patches of ice on the asphalt. Puffs of steam vacated their mouths as they reached the front door of Pop's restaurant that early Saturday morning. Freshly invigorated by the news that the contract for their first novel had been finalized, the two men took their regular places at the booth in the corner. This morning, over breakfast, they would begin the process of developing their plan for a series of young adult historical novels. Now, if you hadn't already figured it out, one of the two men in that scene was me. The project on our plate that morning came to be known as the Century War Chronicles. We wanted not only to introduce young readers to important moments and themes in American history, we also wanted to help them understand that America has been at war since her earliest days. The word century in our title is not one particular century. No, the word represents the centuries-long battle for America's heart and soul. Now, when I use words like war and battle, I'm not talking about our wars with the Native American people or our war between the states. I'm not talking about physical battles with spilled blood and wars fought with bows and arrows and guns and swords. Those are fun stories to tell, no doubt about it. And I'll be telling some on the Night Watch podcast, but not today. The war that I'm talking about is the centuries-long war of worldviews. It's still going on. It's played out in our classrooms and our boardrooms, in our shopping malls and our public squares, in our halls of government and in our newsrooms. Whether we understand it or recognize it, we fight this war every day, all across our land. It's the war for individual souls and the war for our collective American soul. Who is God? Who are we? What do we believe? We need to know the answers to these questions if we're going to prevail. Will we be a bottom-up people, enjoying our freedom, thriving in our individuality, practicing self-reliance, exercising personal self-government? Or will we be a top-down people shackled under the weight of big government pressing down upon us, reduced to non-thinking automatons, parroting what we hear from others, dependent upon Big Brother to care for us, unable to manage our own lives? When John and I set out to create the Century War Chronicles over 20 years ago, that's the story we wanted to tell, the war of worldviews. We storytellers call this quick look at our present-day reality the current situation. It's where our story begins. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.